AircheckDownloads.com. Weekdays in the Weekly Top
40. Okay, here's the countdown's recipe for stardom. From Howard University, take one English major, mix in a zesty zoology major, stir in a political science major, add a heaping helping of music major, let them simmer for 3 years, and serve hot. The result? Shy from Howard University. Baby, I'm yours.
Improve your radio's HPR. The Weekly Top 40 has more hits per hour.
And Rick Dees to prove it to you this weekend. That was Shy, you just heard. Down two from last week. Number five, Baby, I'm Yours. Number four, UB40, still hanging in there. Can't help falling in love. After 3 weeks at number one, UB40 finally dips a bit, down three to number four, Can't Help Falling in Love. And of course, that makes room for a brand new number one. Hang in here with us for that. Here's a fax from Nancy Naomi in Kotzebue, Alaska, asking if we'd dedicate that song to a man she loves named Rocky. No, Nancy, I'm not going to do that. No, of course. Rocky, that's yours. It's done. Two new entries in the top three coming up, and some
news of the offbeat.
Now, this is offbeat from our Jurassic Department. I guess this would be called the Jurassic Department. Archaeologists in Stockholm, Sweden, have discovered chewing gum believed to be 9,000 years old.
Wow.
This is true. The dark gum still has teeth marks on it, and they found the gum in a petrified state made of resin and sweetened with honey some 9,000 years ago. And when asked where they had discovered the prehistoric chewing gum, the archaeologist said it was on the bottom of a 9,000-year-old shoe.
Rickies in the Weekly Top 40.
Here's a real mystery. What's never on your shopping list?
The Weekly Top 40.
For the second time this year, the Jackson siblings are in the top 10 at the same time. Earlier, there was Michael at number 9. Will you be there? And now at number 3, little sister Janet, the youngest Jackson of all, from the movie Poetic Justice, Bring Her On. Ew! Janet Jackson, who will be warming up for her October concert tour with a performance at the MTV Music Video Awards on Thursday night. Catch Janet with something tight on. That's a guarantee. Up one to number three with If. And this is Rick Dees. I got nothing but hits for you. And one hit away from a brand new number one. Of course, though, in the event that the number one hit is unable to fulfill its duties and obligations, the number two hit will then assume the title of number one. And the runner-up is Tony. It's Tony, and three frustrating weeks at number two. If I had no loot, I'm sure they say, what do we have to do to be number one? I mean, we're selling the CDs, we're doing everything we're supposed to do. Well, you never know. That's why they call this the unpredictable Weekly Top 40 Countdown. And you may not realize this, but the song you just heard is not all by Tony. Listen to this part.
And you get New Jack Swing on my nuts.
That's a controversial lyric, as you know. And we talked about that before.
And you get New Jack Swing on my nuts.
That line is actually by Ice Cube. Now, I can't repeat the name of the single. That's how bad the title is. I'd be thrown off the radio. I can't repeat the name of the single on the air, but the album is called Death Certificate. And is the bleeper ready to go?
Yes.
The bleeper's ready? Okay. Let me give you just a little taste of this so you'll know a bit more about the music you listen to on the radio. Death Certificate. And you're sure the bleeper is ready?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Roll them.
Because the you love to hate still can kill it with. It ain't no pop because that sucks. One, and you can New Jack Swing on my nuts. Down with the niggas that are bailout. I'm platinum bitch and I didn't have to sell out.
Oh, watch your language. Okay, well, we can...
You get New Jack Swing!
That's enough. Would you stop it? Well. Thank you, Ice Cube. Stay here. The song that marks an incredible achievement in countdown history. Coming up next.
The Weekly Top 40.
It's huge.
Rick Dees and the Weekly Top 40.
Here we go. It is crunch time on the countdown, and time for a new number one hit that sets an all-time record on the Weekly Top 40. You know, to reach number one is quite a feat for any artist. Twice in a row is rare. Three consecutive number ones is almost unheard of, but one woman has gone to number one 8 times in a row with every hit of her career. Listen. Is there any doubt? She's Mariah Carey. And now, Mariah Carey's record has been broken by Mariah Carey. Yeah. Her 9th hit has become her 9th number one in a row. Dream Lover. Mariah Carey leapfrogs over Janet Jackson, Tony, Shy, Soul Asylum, Brian McKnight, up 7. That's a big jump, and they all hate her. Up 7, that's a new number one with Dream Lover. I'm sure they don't. These people know Mariah is on a tear right now, as they are too. That's from her new album CD, Music Box, coming out this Tuesday, and sales will be brisk for Music Box from Mariah Carey. You know, it only took 4 weeks to reach number one for Mariah. The record, though, still belongs to Whitney Houston. Whitney did it in 3 weeks with I Will Always Love You, and Mariah still has the potential to break Whitney's record. Whitney could break Mariah's. That's what the weekly Top 40 is all about, though. A lot of fun, a lot of conjecture about who will be number one. Rick Dees and CD Media all over the world with nothing but hits. Stay here. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. And the hits are all over the place if you just lock in here.
The Rick Dees Weekly Top 40 has been brought to you in part by AT&T. We help put your world within reach. And by Bodycology, hair and skin products created from nature. And by Snickers Bar, America's most satisfying snack.
Rick Dees in the Weekly Top 40.
AirCheckDownloads.com.